Shio, and welcome to DrStanleyLive.com, where you can enjoy provocative internet radio without going too far. I'm your host, Dr. Loretta Stanley, broadcasting from my hometown of St. Louis, Missouri. As I always say, whatever you should be doing with your life, you've been doing it your whole life. This morning, I received one of those phone calls that any parent would be more than happy to receive from their child. My little Leo cubby, Carmen, called asking for my input and suggestions. I shot back, "Who are you and what have you done with my daughter?" This phone call was particularly wonderful because it involved figuring out the puzzle and excitement of her life. Carmen is a very theatrical, fast-talking, excited girl, so listening is something that she taught me to do. You absolutely have to listen to catch all 50 million words that she will say in 10 seconds flat. Believe me, she's excited about what's next, even if she has no idea what's next. I have no idea where that came from. Carmen is also very independent and determined, which is why I always call her my serious child, as if I had more children. Now, as Larry, Carmen's husband, sees it, she and I are mirror images of each other. Still, in other ways, we could not be more different, and therein lies the balance. That's the relationship, and we respect each other in that balance. She has her path, which is not my path, and my path is not her path. Yet, at the same time, we are included in each other's path. I mean, that is just crazy when you think about how cool that is. She has her life and I have mine, yet we are part of each other's life. I mean, that is just so huge and big and wonderful thinking. Incidentally, I did receive permission from my little Leo cubby to share as much information as I'm sharing with you. I always get permission from the people that I do chat about. As we were putting together the pieces of her life, so she could see further down the road, we started laying out all the pieces to her puzzle. Since the time Carmen was little, I always taught her that she does not take anything out of life. She is to receive it. There is absolutely no taking. And if there is, then just remember that I will match that little attitude with Mommy giveth and Mommy taketh away. And I would do just that without a guilty bone in my body. Taking and receiving can be sensed on the very smallest level. If money is held out to you, are you receiving it or are you taking it? There is a feeling in that exchange as it goes from one hand to another, from the clerk to you, whether you are taking it out of the person's hand or receiving it. That is exactly why receiving change, receiving your money back, should always be experienced with an open palm. So you can receive. Hugs and kisses are the same way. So let's do something really cool right now. As you're sitting at your computer hearing this, turn your palms up and lay them on your desk. You should feel the flow of energy into and through your hands. It's a buzzing or a vibration feeling. When you get used to doing this, when you do this on a regular basis, you should always be able to feel your body in space all the time. You should always feel that vibratory feeling, whether you're in the store, whether you're at work, whether you're in the car. You should always be able to sense you, all of you, just not through your hands, but your entire body. Folks, you are electromagnetic, whether you realize it or not. If you weren't electromagnetic, then you would never be able to be shocked by rubbing your feet on the carpet. You wouldn't be able to be electrocuted by a high voltage wire. You would also not be able to have an MRI. That's magnetic resonance imaging performed. The protons have to line up perfectly in order to see the image on the screen. The stainless steel plus 2 charge of an acupuncture needle would not work if you were not electromagnetic. You would also not be able to have a pacemaker if your SA node, the sinoatrial node in your heart, needed assistance, which is responsible for the electrical conductivity of your heart in order to beat. Folks, you are not plastic. You are electromagnetic, baby. We are so electromagnetic that we can even feel the positive current when our body is pressed up against someone else, and even the negative current when someone else walks into a room that makes our blood boil. Merely thinking about either influence will impact your electromagnetic field this very minute, not to mention your physiology. The result is body chemistry, such a wonderful thing. But I digress. Now, in figuring out your puzzle, what have you received? It's about what you have received and what you felt to your core in those experiences. It's the buzzing, folks. It's the vibration. You must take into account all of your life, the good, the bad, and the ugly that buzzed through your electromagnetic field that went to your core. Every last drop of happiness and hurt must be taken into account for the puzzle to fit together. In Carmen's youth, she went to 2 camps per summer because it was part of the give and receive package with me. She went to swimming camp, MASH camp, where they went on maneuvers. She went to first aid camp, Native American camp, gymnastics camp, and many others, including Handy camp, where she was a junior counselor with the disabled. I will never forget the day that I picked her up. The minute she was in the car and let down her guard, she fell completely apart. The lack of sleep, the stress of caring for so many disabled people had taken its toll. I listened to everything she said through the tears and waited for a break in the action and then said, "Do you ever think you'll do something like this again?" Through the sobs and tears, she said, "Yeah." Carmen has never been much of an athlete because she always had her nose buried in a book, even on the playground. Heck, one of her teachers even pulled me aside one day after school and was really concerned about Carmen sitting on the playground with a book. Her studious nature started her college career early when she was barely a junior in high school, before she could even drive. After school, I would drive her over to UMSL, University of Missouri, St. Louis, to take her classes, which went on through her senior year. Now, let me be clear, this was not my idea. This was her idea. After high school, she went out of state to college to Valparaiso, Indiana, Valparaiso University, which nearly took the wind out of my sails. And I was really grateful when she returned home. I was never in a hurry for Carmen to take a traditional route of schooling. Big hairy deal. Life is an experience and should be lived comfortably on terms that make you feel good about being you. Carmen has been all over Europe, from England to France, Germany, Italy, Greece, and even to the edges of Turkey, Western Asia. She has also been to Mexico working with children and sea turtles, where she was required to speak Spanish the entire time. She's also been to a few other islands and probably at least 40 U.S. states. Carmen was even singled out in high school and featured on our local television for having served volunteer hours over and above the call of duty for the elderly. The funniest part about her is that she has this burning desire to see every single movie that has ever been made and read every book ever written. Now, this is the most serious thing that I've said about her this entire time, because it's no joke. This girl can see movies and read books like you would not believe, and she retains it all. Carmen will have one book in her purse, probably two, and I guarantee you that right now, this very minute, she has a book on tape in her car. Now, the question remains, what do you do with all that well-roundedness? Folks, you are well-rounded too. It will just show up differently. My mom and I went through her life puzzle one day. When the conversation began, she thought that all she'd done in life was raise 6 silly, loud, karaokeing children because she was a stay-at-home mom. Well, naturally, I pointed out how absolutely huge that is to devote to a family, and everyone turned out sane. I always saw myself as a stay-at-home mom too, even though I was an entrepreneur at home. Being a stay-at-home mom just showed up differently for me. I'm very traditional in the mom sense, just like my mom. When we started laying out all the pieces, there was a huge life of experience and impact. If someone were to say to me, "Your mother wears combat boots," I can actually say, "Well, she sure did, because my mom was in the Army." Being that the first 5 out of the 6 of us kids are actually a year apart, the regiment of the Army, I'm certain, assisted. My dad was also in the Army. Now, we weren't Army brats because my parents finished their enlistment before they had any kids. Folks, it all adds up. Everything that you have received out of life thus far, everything adds up. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Your life is full of excitement and promise. There is so much more to you than meets the eye. Just as Carmen will need to tie in her not-so-great experiences to her life puzzle, so must we all. It all counts, folks. That rotten place that you may be feeling right now, it all counts in the game of life, and it really is all good. As I always say, nothing happens to you for your lowest bad, because that does not even make sense. It is all for your highest good. Naturally, if you need assistance putting your life puzzle together, that's where I come in to play and do consults and readings. When you're ready, I'm ready. Folks, receive these life experiences as something that will help you get to the place that you desire and need to be. Every single one of your experiences will count, They really do. Your life experiences will feel so much better if you receive them rather than taking them lying down. Now, get out there, go play yourself up, and practice being you. In Cherokee, we say, until we meet again, Denada gohaya. And remember, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Have a great day, everyone.